स्टेफनी वोलार्ड हुनुहुन्छ, हामीले उहाँसँग पनि एकचोटि कुरा गरिहालौँ है। विशेष गरी उहाँले चाहिँ अब सेभेन वुमेन भनेर यहाँ मेलबर्नमा एकदमै धेरै काम गर्दै आउनुभएको छ। उहाँले अब रोटरी इन्टरनेसनलबाट रिस्पोन्सिबल बिजनेस अवार्ड पाउनु भएको थियो। हामीले केही समय अगाडि उहाँसँग कुरा गरेका थियौँ, संयुक्त राष्ट्रसङ्घमा उहाँलाई विशेष पुरस्कारद्वारा सम्मानित गरिएको थियो। त्यसै गरी उहाँ यो फेस्टिभलको लागि विशेष दूतको रूपमा पनि रहनुभएको छ। एकचोटि स्टेफनी वोलार्डसँग कुरा गर्नतर्फ लागौँ। हेलो स्टेफनी एन्ड वेलकम ब्याक टु एसपिएस रेडियो।
Thanks for having me.
Firstly, tell me a bit about last time we spoke, you were about to head to the United Nations to get your award. Tell us how it went.
It was a fantastic experience and a great platform for me to be able to share Nepal and Nepali culture, and also receive an award for working and starting up enterprises to empower over 5,000 Nepalese women.
And as I mentioned, you are also the ambassador for this festival. Before we go on to talk a bit more about the festival and its likely impact, how important do you think this sort of festivals will be in the long run?
I think it's a really effective way to unite the Nepali community, to celebrate the amazing culture and people of Nepal, but also to share it with the non-Nepali Australians here in Melbourne. I think it's a great opportunity for them to learn about Nepal as a destination to travel to, but also Nepali people and culture.
And in terms of you are involved with taking groups of people to Nepal as well for cultural experiences. While we on that topic, cultural experiences, do you think people here will get anything, or will they be keen to go to Nepal after coming to the festival like this?
I think they definitely will, because this festival showcases the amazing landscapes of Nepal and also many different traditional dances on stage, hearing from many different Nepali leaders of the community about Nepal, and I think people will be really inspired then to go to Nepal and see for themselves what it's like.
And I'm going to ask you, how many times have you been to Nepal?
21 now.
Who's counting, huh? and let's recap a bit about what the work you did as well for some of our listeners who didn't hear you the last time about your seven women. Just give us a short, like a brief info about what you do in Nepal.
Okay. So we've set up three different enterprises. One is a manufacturing business which employs marginalised women. So we've employed over 1,000 women now in Nepal to create fair trade products that are sold globally and also to shops around Australia. We've got our Kathmandu cooking school, which has cooking classes for Western tourists that come to Nepal, and that then funds our hospitality training for marginalised women. And then the third enterprise is a tour company called Hands On Development, where we bring people from all over the world and Australia to Nepal to see the sites and also get a deeper understanding of Nepali culture. So we visit organisations such as Mighty Nepal that deals with some deeper social issues like the trafficking of women. We visit Seven Women and learn about a social enterprise and also a fair trade factory, and also see the amazing landscapes and World Heritage sites around Kathmandu and beyond.